Joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan as Knoxville falls tonight to Harlan 42-7. And, coach, I know you were confident going in, but I think the word not finishing comes to mind. You move the ball, but you got to the 30-yard line and the drive just stalls.
Yeah, that's what we talked to our guys about. We talked to them at halftime too, being down 28-0 or whatever it was. Score didn't really seem too reflective of kind of how the game was going. I mean, we were able to move the ball, and then we got that short field. We just couldn't keep things going. Defensively, we felt like we had guys in positions to make plays again, just not finishing, and we can't have that against a good team like this.
Obviously, you wanted to test their DBs, and I think, pretty successful in that. A lot of, times you got some good catches on them.
Yeah, and that's kind of been our thing all year. Like our receivers, we know that they're pretty tough to line up against and to cover, and we thought that we'd be able to take advantage of that. We knew that they were going to be pretty decent in the trenches up front, but yeah, we thought that we could definitely capitalize on their D-backs.
What were they doing offensively that really was keeping you going, on the field defensively? Because it just seemed like you'd get couple good plays, and then they'd burn you for about a 40-yarder.
Yeah, it was just finishing plays. I mean, and we'll go back and we'll watch film, but it just seemed like a lot of the night we had guys or bodies where they needed to be, and just giving up that big play. And even on those big plays, I'm just thinking of a first touchdown they had over on our sideline. We had our D end out there stretching it and just couldn't finish. We had our corner come up and not be able to finish the tackle. So we got guys in places, but yeah, we gotta be able to finish those when we get there.
And when you finish, does that mean maybe need to be a little bit stronger, need a little bit quicker to that?
And just making sure that we're shoring up our tackling. We were getting guys there, and maybe a little bit overpowered here and there, or maybe a little bit of more quickness on their end. But our guys were getting where they needed to be assignment-wise, just not finishing and making that tackle. And then, obviously, too, we got to have all 11 guys swarming to the football and not just counting on one or two to make the play.
Talking to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach on KNIA KRLS, as the Panthers finish their season 4-5. I know you wanted to walk out of here with the fifth win, but you doubled your wins from last year. And, you were kind of almost joking with me, a couple weeks ago. We had one, two, and then four. I mean, this is progress that I'm sure you want more, but, doubling your wins from where this program was when you took over, this is heading the right direction.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. And we tell the guys Rome wasn't built overnight, and it takes time, and you've got to take care of all those little things before we can get to those big things at the end of the road. So, I mean, it's not what we want necessarily, but we feel like we're making progress and our guys are buying into what we're trying to do. And we're excited about the guys we have coming back next year to continue trying to turn this program around and get it going in the right direction.
When we get to the season recap, we'll talk more in depth about the seniors, but a really good senior class that they went through that 1-8 season a couple of years ago, and I think they said, we don't want 1-8 anymore, and they figured out how to get that 2, and then up to 4. And I was talking to a couple of them, and, while they seemed a little sad that, they may not be here for the continuation say in 2 years you're going into the playoffs, that's the foundation of what you're trying to build here.
Yeah, that's what we talked about after the game too. Thanked our seniors and talked a little bit about everything they've done for us and sticking with us. Yeah, I mean, there's been times where things haven't been the best, and it's not the easiest to get through, but that they stuck with us, and to have 18 kids in that senior class is huge to go through that adversity. But yeah, we made sure that we talked about our seniors and what they've done for us, and left it off with our juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. It's time to pick up right where they left off.
Again, talking to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach on KNIA KRLS on this interview powered by Hy-Vee. 42-7, Knoxville falls to Harlan. Speaking of falling, a few records fell. We're pretty sure Brendan Woolsey passed Ryan Leisure for the most yards in a season. He needed 145, and we had him for well over 200 in tonight's game. I think Kobe Higginbotham broke his own record for most receptions in a year, and he long broke the career. I didn't realize that, but he had smashed that. He needed 9 to get to 100. He was 3 away from that. But, you know, I'm sure guys don't go out, you know, as a freshman and say, oh, I want to – maybe they do. But, you know, those guys just attribute to their hard work and their, you know, as you said, stick with it. And they come back next year and year after and year after, and they're going to see their name up there on that board right by the locker rooms there at the school.
Yeah, we don't talk a ton about records and individual stats too often, but it is nice for those guys, and it's good for them. B-Wolves and Kobe are both, they're great kids. They work really hard. So, yeah, it's nice to see them get that success when they do put in the time and put that effort in and work really hard at something.
And another one earlier in the year, Eli Fuller, 10 catches in a year, and you got that kid back for another couple of years.
Yeah.
Your eyes are always lighting up when I mention Eli Fuller and the process of him and the rest of that sophomore class. You know, if those guys stay with it, I'm not hyperbolic. You aren't either, but, boy, this is a special class, I think, that could be very special when it's all over with.
Yeah, I definitely think that the future is bright, and that sophomore class, they have some dudes in that class, and they work really hard, and I think that football is one of their main sports or one of their favorite sports potentially. And some of those guys got a lot of time this year and had to step up and get some varsity time. So, yeah, it's going to be nice having those guys come back, especially with right now just having our 3 juniors. We might have to rely a little heavily on that sophomore class, but yeah, we're excited about the guys that we have coming back and all 3 of those grades. So yeah, we're ready to get our off season going already and get ready for next season.
And not to you had a couple freshmen, Emma Hyatt and Jacob Matrician, come in there and run the ball pretty well. Now they're going to be sophomores, so they're still going to probably be waiting their turn, but. You know, you might actually have some running backs coming in next year who you might be able to run the ball a little bit with you.
Yeah, it's been nice watching Emmett over the past couple weeks progress at running the ball for us at the varsity level. And yeah, he's got a little wiggle to him, and he's got some good vision. So definitely a player that we're excited about for the future. And yeah, there's a couple in that freshman class. Like you mentioned, Matrician's done a nice job this year. Kessler here, midway through the season, started stepping up and playing some D-line for us, which is stepping in as a freshman playing nose on varsity is not an easy task, and he's done a pretty nice job at that. So, yeah, a lot of guys that have got some varsity experience are going to be coming back, and we're going to have to find some new faces, too, to fill some of our spots.
All right. What needs to happen for this sophomore class to take that next step, to maybe go from 4 wins to maybe 6 or 7 and go from, okay, end of season on week 9 to – all right, we're walking off the field week 9, maybe as a playoff team, or maybe in the mix for a playoff next year.
Our winning culture is going to start in the weight room, and our guys got to get in there, and they've got to be dedicated, and they've got to be working really hard, and making sure they're holding themselves accountable, because there's a lot of games that sometimes where we line up and we feel like maybe we're a little undersized here or there at times. So we just got to limit that. So it all starts in the weight room. That's going to be a big key for us going forward and a big thing that we're going to talk to our guys about. And if you look at any of these teams that are successful year in and year out, I mean, that's where they're starting at. It's in that weight room, and that's where winning teams are built.
And I heard you say a word a couple of moments ago that you described on your opposing team, dudes. And you said, hey, we got some dudes coming back. It's about time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good to feel that or see that coming up.
Obviously, off season is here. We'll rendezvous here in a few weeks to recap the season. If you say go Hoosiers, I'll say go Ducks.
Go Hoosiers.
Okay, go Ducks, because your friends from Washington are coming to Bloomington tomorrow. Game day is there too. I am so pumped for that.
It's gonna be a good one.
All right, Coach. We'll see you later.
Thanks a lot, DC.
That's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA Cavalas.